So we continue today in Siman Ayin Tes. The Shulchan Aruch continues with the halacha about the permissibility of reciting Kriyat Shema in close proximity to waste. So the Shulchan Aruch says, this is continuing on page Kuf Yud Beis. So we spoke about that if the waste is behind the individual, a person has to distance themselves dalanamis. Umilafanov, if the waste, however, is in front of the individual, tzarach laharchik milo einov, a person has to distance themselves until the waste is no longer in sight. Afilu balayla, and this is true even at night, meaning that one could have said, well, it's out of sight at night, I can't see it. That's not called out of sight. Out of sight literally means that if it was day, one wouldn't be able to see it. O shehusuma, for argument's sake, if someone is blind, then obviously everything is out of sight. That's not enough, but rather one must actively distance oneself to the point that one who had regular sight during the day would not be able to see it. He goes on, She'ino ro'a osa, tzarech laharchik ad makum she'ino yachol liroz bayom. So a person has to distance themselves from the waste to the point where they wouldn't be able to see it during the day. They wouldn't be able to say it during the day. Now, interestingly enough, so the Rama continues, Hago, Shliach Tzibur HaMispalel, Vitzah B'Beis HaKnesses O B'Beis HaMispalel Sham. If you have a Shliach Tzibur, a Chazin is davening for the Amid, and there's waste in the shul or in the home in which they are davening. Afilu hu la'acharav b'chol habayis, even if again it's all the way behind him. Tzarech sheyishtok ad sheyotzieno. The shliach tzibur cannot continue to daven until the waste is removed. Me'achar shemotzi rabim yedei chovasan, because since the shliach tzibur is responsible for helping the general public, for helping the group, the collective, be yotzei their obligation, the afshar shelo yehe echad min hakal b'soch arba amo shelat. So the Rama's case is that it's presupposing that someone from the Tzibur is within Dalai Lama. So the interesting idea over here is, even the Shliach Tzibur himself is not within Dalai Lama of the Tzoah, but since again he is being Motzi, he is discharging the obligation of the collective, and someone in the collective is within Dalai Lama, therefore Halacha L'maaseh again, the Shliach Tzibur can't daven until the Tzoah is removed. Ayin L'kamon Sof Simen. Tzadik. First, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says something quite interesting over here. He says, Afilu Balayla. If you look in Sifka and Dalet, Alkin Asra Lemar Afilu Balayla Kriyashma Ushar Davar Shabakdush Lefnei Abatim Kiderach Liyo Sham Tzoa V'chol Shkem B'chaz. So remember again, Salocha number one is that if the Tzoa is in front of the individual, one must distance themselves from it for until the ability so one can no longer see it. And this is true even at night. This is true even again if an individual was blind. So the Mishnah Berurah over here comments, he goes on, in Zion, Yotzei Dechavas, and Rotsulomar Davikilu Mispalakol Echad Atali Atzmo, Va'afta Ananoagin Shekol Yachid Viachid Mispala Atzmo, Mikom Akom Halotzarech Kol Yachid Viachid La'anos Amin Al Birchas Shliach Tzibor, Va'asrulio Solofonov. This is very interesting, Aloha. So even though, let's say, in our contemporary situation, where although we have a Shliach Tzibor, everyone is really davening on their own, but since nevertheless they're answering Amin to the Shliach Tzibor's brachas, therefore the Shliach Tzibor is like the embodiment of the collective. Because of that, the halacha is that the tzoa cannot be within dalet amis of any of the individuals who are part of the collective. The mashatz osik ata b'psuki dezimra the einu motzi dechova the ein shamanias amen mutter lo limar kedarko imhu chutz ledalet amosa mimakum shekal areach v'imu b'solat amosa tzarek l'shtok. Now again, obviously this presupposes that halacha lemaisa they're in a part where the shliach tzibor is necessary. But for example, if let's say the tzibor is in the middle of p'suki dezimra, where although there's a shliach tzibor who perhaps is a place marker, meaning he's telling them where they're up to, but he's not being motzi anyone. In that case, again, as long as the tzoa is not within dalet amis of the shliach tzibor, they're from behind, or not within his line of vision in front of him, then halacha lemais, again, he could continue to go ahead and lead the tzibor. We'll say we'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with Sif Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.